Adlestrop by Edward Thomas. Yes, I remember Adlestrop. The name. Because one afternoon of heat, the express train drew up there unwontedly. It was late June. The steam hissed. Someone cleared his throat. No one left and no one came on the bare platform. What I saw was Adlestrop. Only the name. And willows, willow herb and grass, and meadowsweet, and haycocks dry, no whit less still and lonely fair than the high cloudlets in the sky. And for that minute, a blackbird sang close by, and round him, mistier, farther and farther, all the birds of Oxfordshire and Gloucestershire.
The Trumpet by Edward Thomas. Rise up. And as the trumpet blowing chases the dreams of men, as the dawn glowing, the stars that left unlit, the land and water rise up and scatter, the dew that covers the print of last night's lovers. Scatter it, scatter it. While you are listening to the clear horn, forget men, everything, on this earth newborn. Except that it is lovelier than any mysteries. Open your eyes to the air that has washed the eyes of the stars through all the dewy night. Up with the light to the old wars. Arise, arise.
Old Man by Edward Thomas. Old man or lad's love. In the name there's nothing to one that knows not lad's love or old man. The hoar-green feathery herb, almost a tree, growing with rosemary and lavender. Even to one that knows it well, the names half decorate, half perplex the thing it is. At least, what that is clings not to the names, in spite of time. And yet I like the names. The herb itself I like not, but for certain I love it. As some day the child will love it who plucks a feather from the doorside bush whenever she goes in or out of the house. Often she waits there, snipping the tips and shriveling the shreds at last onto the path, perhaps thinking, perhaps of nothing, till she sniffs her fingers and runs off. The bush is still but half as tall as she, though it is as old, so well she clips it. Not a word, she says. And I can only wonder how much hereafter she will remember with that bitter scent of garden rose and ancient damson trees topping a hedge, a bent path to a door, a low thick bush beside the door, and me forbidding her to pick. As for myself, where first I met the bitter scent is lost. I too often shrivel the grey shreds, sniff them, and think and sniff again, and try once more to think what it is I am remembering. Always in vain. I cannot like the scent, yet I would rather give up others more sweet with no meaning than this bitter one. I have mislaid the key. I sniff the spray and think of nothing. I see and I hear nothing, yet seem too to be listening, lying in wait for what I should yet never can remember. No garden appears, no path. No hoar-green bush of lad's love or old man, no child beside, neither father nor mother nor any playmate. Only an avenue, dark, nameless, without end.